Hannigan on 98.3 The Coast.
Well, hello. Good morning. 7:15 on the dot. It's going to be a nice day today. Nice sunshine. It's peeking through the clouds right now, and the clouds aren't going to stick around,
though.
Don't
you steal it, Johnny.
What?
Don't you steal my sunshine.
Oh, yeah. I won't steal your sunshine.
Do we play that song? We should play that song.
We do play that song, but we're not playing it right now because we have stuff to do. High 84 today. Going to be cloudy. A chance for some rain and storms later on with lows down to about 66. It's about 56 right now.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Lay's Potato Chips has their new chips out.
Like their new weird flavor?
The new special flavors things that they're doing.
I just call it a weird flavor.
Yeah.
Because it's usually weird.
It is. But this one, I actually like these ones. So they released a new flavor line called Tastes of America.
Okay.
So their Cajun spice chips honor the Gulf Coast, while their Giordano's deep dish pizza chips obviously honor Chicago and the Midwest. So Lay's New England lobster roll chips honor New England, obviously.
How do you make a chip taste like a lobster roll?
I don't know.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of this.
I mean, you could put some Old Bay.
It's not the seasoning, it's the slightly shellfishy flavor.
I don't know about a potato chip that tastes like seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you got me thinking about that one.
Sorry.
Truffle fries if you want to honor the West Coast, though.
Well, that actually sounds kind of good. Like, truffle fries feels like a flavor that easily translates into a chip. And lobster roll does not.
No. I feel like they had truffle something. Because when they had the do us a flavor thing people came up with stuff, I think truffle fries or something like that was one of the finalists.
I'll try that. I'm going to go ahead and try the truffle fries.
I like pizza chips. I'll eat some pizza chips.
But see, to me, then pizza and potatoes don't go together. That's not a thing.
Yeah, but I've had pizza chips before. They're good. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you bring a whole bunch in one day?
I think we will. Once we find them, we'll get a bunch of little bags. We'll try them out.
Sounds good. This sounds good as well. I didn't realize that there's a reason why, you know, when you start the best part of waking up part of your day?
Yeah, it's some coffee.
Coffee in your cup. Mm. Folgers in your cup.
Folgers coffee. Same thing. That commercial where they're like.
Yes.
Mm.
Like they're getting ready in the morning and they open up the bag and they're sniffing it. Well, there's a reason for that. Smelling coffee actually boosts the brain, says a recent study by the Stevens Institute of Technology. It reveals that the smell of coffee can boost your brain's productivity. So you don't even have to drink it.
This is good for you.
The coffee itself, just the smell, produces a placebo effect that mimics drinking caffeine. If students are taking an exam in a coffee-scented room, they perform better than those in an unscented room.
Wow.
So researchers believe the findings can be used by employers and architects to increase work productivity. So just pump in that smell.
Wow.
But don't you feel like if you were just smelling coffee, you'd want some?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, I guess that's why people that work in cafes are so productive.
Maybe.
They're also jacked up on espresso, though.
Right. Well, that's the other reason, right?
We're going to get you. You want to smell my coffee?
I do.
All right. You can smell that. But that's good. So wake up and smell the coffee this morning.
I'm feeling more alive.
You feel your brain's boosting right now.
My brain's
right?
going. Yep. Thanks, Johnny.
Well, that's trending topics for this morning. 98.